Low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Be prepared for every season with Firestone FR710 all-season tires. They're now 10% off at Firestone Complete Auto Care. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Well, who's in the mood for a little Jose Hernandez? I know I am. Sounds like I'm the only one. Sorry, Jose. It is time to check in with Jose Hernandez. I was in a store. I think it was Costco. They had an 80-inch. Man, oh, man. 80-inch TV. $3,500. I thought that sounded pretty reasonable for an 80-inch TV. Maybe you're shopping for television, you don't know what to buy. Maybe you're shopping for a computer, you don't know what to buy. Maybe you already own something and you don't know what to do to make it do what it's not doing and it's driving you crazy. This is the guy who could save your sanity. He's brought to you by Window World, the original $189 window company, the number one selling replacement window in the United States of America. Which will have a new president won't be president tomorrow night, but will be, president-to-be after the inauguration. That's another subject for another time. Jose is brought to you by Window World. The way this works, he has a monologue. When he's finished, we take you in the order that you called in. So here we go. From most cell phones, star KTRS. From other phones, 314-969-KTRS. And then there's one line coming in on an 888-550 KTRS. Would you please give it up for Jose Hernandez?
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Jose.
How are you, Jose?
Frank, I am excellent. How are you?
I'm anxious for tomorrow night to get here. I just am. I want it to be over, whichever way it goes. And I think everybody feels that way. I don't think there's ever been an election where people wanted it over as much as they do now.
I asked Ian on the way in, what are we going to listen to tomorrow or Wednesday morning?
No kidding. Oh, first of all radio TV stations will be in mourning and be upset, sad, because of all the revenue we don't have coming in from these. That's the only, for in our business, that's the only really good thing about all this, is the more they spend to go after each other, the more everybody in our business makes. Even though they get a reduced rate, and we talked about this Thursday, I don't understand that. I don't understand why they get
that
a price
seem
break.
Right.
You know, if you're John Landoff, you'll pay more for the exact same commercial than a politician will pay. That doesn't seem right to me, or any of our advertisers. Gateway Lock and Security, they don't get a break, but politics, you get a break. What do you have? You guys have anything? I don't have an issue,
really.
No. I would ask you one thing. For people in an area where there's a marginal cell signal, whether it's Verizon or AT&T or whoever it is.
Yes.
I know they make boosters, which I think kind of grab the signal out of the air and then pump it up a little bit.
Yes.
Are those any good?
They work. They do work.
I can say that I had one before, and it worked pretty well.
Okay. And it gets it. I think they have to work through Wi-Fi. I think the booster has to go through your router.
No, I think, some of them maybe. The ones I'm familiar with are similar to the high-definition television antennas.
Okay.
The little squares that are powered, and basically it just takes the electricity, it converts it to DC, and then amplifies the signal. There are also ones that you can put in the phone. It's a little, device you attach to the back of it.
Yeah, see, I always thought that was a scam. Does it work?
Seems to.
Okay.
Seems to.
All right, what do you have for us?
Microsoft has stopped selling Windows 7 and Windows 8.1 finally. They're now all in on Windows 10. Any computers that you're going to buy nowadays will not have Windows 7 or 8.1 pre-installed. For those of you that are worried, Windows 7 is currently in extended support and will be there to the year 2020. So if you're not a big fan of Windows 10 by then, they'll have Windows whatever it's going to be then, and you can be more unhappy than you are now.
Okay.
Apple executives are trying to explain why they removed the SD slot card from the MacBooks but left the 3.5 earphone jacks in it. It seems Apple doesn't know what they're doing other than the fact that they're trying to sell as many additional plug-in devices as they can.
You know, I wish I didn't like Apple. I'm not kidding.
I don't know how it doesn't infuriate their customers. I don't know how they get away with it.
No, I'm not kidding. I'd like to break away and get out from under the whole Apple thing. But I'm so... And Jose,
entrenched,
you know what I mean? Yeah, I'm so... I've got a plan where my wife, my daughter, and I were on the same plan. And we've got Apple Care, and we've got Apple iPads, and we got all this
iCloud
stuff. But I
got
to tell you, I've seen a couple of products that are Android, and I really would like to have them. I like the whole waterproof idea, and I like the virtual reality thing. I would have that in a minute because I'm that guy. I want to put that thing on and go, whoa, I'm in the Antarctic or something. But the Apple people don't have that. They don't offer that.
Sounds like we need an intervention, a little duct tape, a burlap bag.
Well, I got to tell you something. The next time something really infuriating happens, but it would mean not just changing my phone. Because
yes.
Once you get into this Apple thing,
I think
they
that's
gotcha.
What they hope
no,
for.
They got that, you.
For
oh,
you
yes.
to just totally adopt it, and you can't go back.
It's ingenious. You cannot get out.
You are not allowed to leave.
No.
And then Christmas is coming up, so we need to talk
by
about...
By the way, while I'm talking about this, what if I did get out of my app? My phone has not a lot of songs, like 800 songs.
Yes.
They're from, most of them, iTunes.
Yes.
If I got an Android thing, can I keep my music?
Yes.
Okay. That's good. I'm afraid Apple had found some way to go, you change phones, we're taking our music back.
You would put iTunes on your Android device,
okay.
And then you would enable that account. You get five basically licenses, five different devices for your iTunes account.
Okay.
So,
I will be the greatest president that God ever created.
I'm sorry, it's one of those toys. If you get it, you can't stop playing with it. And in fairness, now I have to do. And you wonder, why did Bill have a girlfriend? How do you like to hear that every day? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Televisions. As we know, the latest buzzword for television sets is 4K.
And 3D is pretty much done, right?
Yeah, well, it didn't
make it.
We've seen 1080p, 3D, ultra-high refresh rates, smart televisions, curved screens. All that stuff is basically just marketing gimmicks. 4K is pretty much the one that has stuck around for a few years.
And I've seen some good 3D. Here's my problem. I don't think most people, when they decide to grab something to drink, sit down and watch the news, want to go, oops, I got to put my glasses on.
Right.
That's a drag.
So it started with standard definition, which was 640 by 480. You had 720p, you had 1080p, and then you've got 4K, which is actually 3840 by 2160.
That's what I thought it was.
They could have called it 2160p, but 4K is, or Ultra HD is a better buzzword.
Yeah.
What do you think the next evolution of television is going to be?
8K?
No, but thank you for asking. The current infrastructure, the ability to get data to a television set, can barely support 4K now. To double that again, basically everyone's going to have fiber at that point.
And to provide programming that's that clear, doesn't that mean that the people producing the video have to get all new equipment, too?
Yes. Yeah, they'll have to have new cameras to encode it. The next big buzzword you're going to hear is called HDR. It stands for High Dynamic Range.
We don't need any more of these three-letter things.
They're going to use the same 4K to achieve better and higher light and dark contrast, as well as a wider range of color. So it's going to be more lifelike with the same number of pixels. So if you're out looking at televisions for the coming up holiday, what you're going to need to check for, there's two types. There's one called HDR 10 and then HDR Dolby. Dolby has their own version of it. If you want to find a 4K television that is high dynamic range enabled or compatible, what you're going to look for is the Ultra HD Premier television sets.
This is all too much. I just looked at my camera. Did you call it HDR?
HDR.
All right, I have HDR.
Yes.
On my camera setting on my phone.
Yes.
And
because your phone will do 4K, won't it?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
But I have it slashed out. In other words, X'd out. I don't want it because I don't know what it is.
Well, you need to turn it on so you can see the difference.
Okay. Everybody else ever do this? You're scared of something? It's like if you don't know what it is and it says, would you like to enable? I'm scared of it. So I just go, no. That is, I'm afraid it'll do something I can't reverse. So I'll try the HDR tonight. I'll play with it.
Very good.
Is that it?
Yes, please.
We have calls. Let's start with Tom. Tom, you know what? Just in fairness, one more time, the numbers for most cell phones, star KTRS. Otherwise, there's 314-969-KTRS, and then there's 888-550-KTRS. Tom, say hello to Jose Hernandez.
Hello, Jose. I'm Eamon Sam.
Tom?
Hallelujah. I have a problem. My son lost his cell phone.
Can we get you just a little closer to the phone where we can hear you a little
better? I'm sorry.
There you go.
I'm sorry.
There you go.
My son lost his cell phone.
Yes.
And we tried to track it through Sprint and called him repeated times. Obviously, someone who took it or stole it, we think it might have been stolen, has turned it off. Therefore, it's not showing up on any tracking system. And, of course, nobody's answering it turned off. Is there any way that I can track this phone?
If it's not, if they've powered it off, no.
Okay, that's what I was thinking.
Unfortunately, no. If the power is on, there are some ways to get to it, but if there's no power to the equipment, it doesn't send a signal out.
Okay, that's what I was afraid of.
Did you say it was stolen or he lost it?
Well, he thought he lost it in school, and then he put it in his gym locker to go out to the gym, and then he couldn't find it after gym. And then he went to his next class, and someone had the case of the phone. And he said, "Where did you get that case?" He said, "Well, I found it on the track outside, but no phone." And, of course, that's when we called the school, and I went up there and, you know, we had a search party, but no phone.
Okay,
so,
well,
SOL,
according to Jose.
Right.
All right,
okay.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for listening, and Susan is next. Susan, say hello to Jose Hernandez.
Hello, Jose. How are you?
I'm good, Susan. How are you?
I'm good. I have a question. I hope it's an appropriate one. You know how if you have your CD player and you want to fast forward to a song or go back and listen to a certain song, you can do that. When do you think they will come up with something for the radio? Because so many times I'll be listening to Frank, and I'll kind of just lose my train of thought for a second, and he'll be talking about something really important.
Okay, you know what? First of all, that's never happened that I've talked about anything important. But, Jose, if you don't mind me jumping in, can't we do that now, not with a radio, but with most of the radio apps and even our own app? You can go back. It's just like rewinding, can't you, Jose?
There are some of the applications that play the station that you can, in fact, rewind up to an hour, I think.
Okay, but as you're listening, you can't rewind and just catch what he said a minute ago. Or
you're listening over the radio, I guess?
Yes, in the car, driving in the car, and I hear him and I hear something.
We had a car, actually, Susan, and I'm trying to remember which car it was. It had that feature on it. You could pause while you're driving and then hit it, and it would pick right back up and capture, like Jose said, an hour or so. And you could also go back. No, it exists, but it's not something that you find commonly in most cars. But it's out there. And I got a feeling it's coming. My wife's car also has a thing where you could take like 100 CDs and dump them into a hard drive in the car, and the car holds all that music.
But you get so used to like your DVR at home, and when you see something on TV, you back it up, and then it's like,
that's
what great. I do. And I don't know, you know what? I don't know why there's not why that's not common. It is for video. I don't know why it's not common. It ought to be for radio.
It should be.
All right, I agree.
Well, Frank, get going on that, and you could, you know, make a lot of money. And
yeah, I'll make a lot of money on that, just like I'm making a lot of money on all the other great ideas I have. Susan, thank you for listening.
Thank you.
She was nice. Could you tell it?
Yes.
In her voice, you could tell. David's probably nice, too. David, say hi to Jose.
Hello, Jose. We're AM and the PM.
Thank you, David.
Hallelujah. What's going on, David?
Well, the quick question for Susan is to keep paying attention.
Yeah.
Never lose your train of thought.
That's right.
There you go.
Okay. I've got an iPhone 4 that a month ago, my contacts went from the name to the phone number. So when I turned the phone off, they came back. 2 weeks later, did the same thing, and now, but I turned the phone back off, and again, the contacts are now totally gone. Is there any other way I'm taking it to the AT&T store, and they look at everything that they can think of is turned on, and why the contact's left, they don't know.
Okay.
Is there any other thing you can think of?
Have you been to one of the Apple stores?
No, I have not.
I'd stop by an Apple store and see one of the geniuses and tell them what you're having issues with.
All right.
The four is a good phone, but it's fairly old.
Right. And it's got one update saying I need to update it, but I've updated twice before, and every time I've updated, the phone shuts off, and I'm on the phone with AT&T for 2 days.
Right.
So I don't want to update and have the same thing happen, do without a phone.
Well, and ultimately, when you get to the Apple Genius Bar, that's maybe what they're going to tell you is you need to update it.
Probably. Or buy a new phone.
Yeah. Well, they always want you to buy a new phone.
Yeah, I know that. Okay, thanks, Jose.
Good luck, David.
Thank you, David. Hey, Jose, go ahead.
Oh, someone just called and said they do have those radios. He had it in a 2008 Cadillac, and he said that he would be listening to us, and when he missed something, he would rewind it back. So,
well, I've had it in a car.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it should be common.
I wonder if an aftermarket place you could go find.
Well, the thing
like
about
that,
this, sure. How many times, let's say you're listening to the radio, and you're traveling.
Yeah.
And somebody's got to go pee, so you pull off and you got to go. But you don't want to miss. It's right in the middle of something. It ought to be real easy. And in every car, you just pause it. And when you come back, you pick it up where you paused it. That doesn't seem like that big a deal to me with all the other stuff we can do. My quick question to Jose was, what was the first iPhone? Was there a number designation? There's no iPhone 1.
No, it was just the iPhone.
But there was a 4.
Right. There was iPhone 4, 5.
Did it start with the first one and then 4?
No, I think it started with the first one and went to 2.
I never remember an iPhone 2.
I think. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm just curious about how those numbers work. Robert's next. Robert, say hello to Jose.
Hey, Jose. How are you?
Good, Robert. How are you?
I'm fine, and I'm AM and the PM, of
the way
course.
Everybody should be. Thank you.
Hey, I got a question for you. I have a teenage daughter who's a budding photographer, and so I was thinking about getting her a digital camera for Christmas. Yes. And I know they make those attachments on iPhones, you see, that kind of has almost like a fisheye lens to it. Wanted to know if you knew much about those, and if I went the traditional camera route, not necessarily looking for you to endorse a product, but maybe a price range I should expect to pay for it. Decent camera, you know, I don't know how long it'll keep her attention, so, you know, don't want to think too much into it.
I understand. The attachments work for iPhones and Androids.
Right.
They're just additional lenses. The cameras on the phones are good cameras. They're 12 megapixel or higher cameras. To be in that range with a digital camera, you're going to spend $200 for a pretty good sort of Instamatic camera, and then there's sort of a gap upward into the $500 and $600 range for the digital SLRs, the ones that look like professional cameras with adjustable lenses. I will tell you that with the digital SLRs, the cameras that are just cameras, if you're a true photographer, it's going to give you more control over the things photographers look for. Film speed, shutter speed, f-stop, those kind of things. Not so much with the cameras that are built into the phones.
Right. And the attachments for the phones, I think I've seen those at around, what, $90,
$100? Upwards of that for different ones, yeah. They come with 3 or 4 different lenses to do stuff with. So it depends on how much picture taking she's going to do, what she's going to do with it. I mean, if it's just continued selfies and those kind of things, if she's going to be, you know, more artistic, take photography class, or maybe she wants to be a photographic for a profession, I don't know. That's between you and her.
Right. Yeah, she's taking it in high school and really likes it, which is cool because my dad worked for Kodak for decades, so
right.
I guess maybe it did trickle down to her. There's a name you don't hear much anymore, huh, Frank?
No, you don't. And it used to be about the only name in cameras was Kodak.
Right.
Everybody had a Kodak. All right, Robert, thank you for listening.
All right, take care, guys.
Appreciate it. And then real quickly, are you telling me that I can put another lens on my iPhone?
Yeah, it's a clip-on little device that clips
over
the top.
Kind of like the card readers.
It's similar to the card reader. This is actually not nearly as technically advanced. It's mechanical. It's a little spring clip that holds the lens, and you basically clip it over the front of the phone and put the lens on the the additional lens over the lens on the iPhone.
I can't imagine it's any good.
They're good.
Are they? All right. And then we got to leave here, but we were cleaning out a part of a room last week, and in a drawer, I found a camera we forgot all about. It was practically brand new, and I opened it up, and honest to goodness, it's like I went back 30 years. There was, you put your 35-millimeter film, and you stretch it over, and you wind it. I don't think that camera might have been used once. And I just stared at it, and I thought, this is a really nice, pristine camera in perfect shape that no one has any use for.
Not necessarily true. There are some film. People who are clinging to the old.
Can you still buy a roll of film?
You still can, yes. It's not as prevalent as it used to be, but you can still get it. Somewhere to people clinging to LP record players. You remember the direct drive, high dollar?
Yeah.
Oh, and vinyl made a comeback.
Right, vinyl's back.
I was in Barnes & Noble or something. My wife had to run in. I went in with her. And I'm not kidding. There's a section of albums, or record albums.
Yeah. Right.
Just like the old days.
Right. So
pretty weird.
So vinyl made a comeback. 35-millimeter film may make a comeback. But it's more of an artisan adventure now, as opposed to just widely available to the mass public.
Yeah, I agree. Music, please. Play music, if you would. You've been listening to Jose Hernandez. You'll be able to do that again next Monday. If you need to get in touch with him, here he is with his email address.
TechQuestions@KTRS.com.
All right, Jose Hernandez, everybody.
Have a good day.
Thank you, Jose. And again, that's TechQuestions@KTRS.com. We're going to check on traffic. We'll come back, and then we're going to check in with John Landolf, who's probably in a pretty good mood because I think he went duck hunting this weekend or something. Is Tim Weiland in, up, out?
He is up in the air.
Up in the air, up in the air. Here we go. Tim Weiland, what are you looking at?
All right, Frank. Well, good news. They have cleared the accident that was on westbound 44 just after Kings Highway. All lanes are now open. You're still backed up between 55 and Jefferson, but it's going to start opening up here shortly. Headed out here, I'm looking at westbound 70 now, and you're pretty slow between Highway 40 out through Wentzville, but there's another slowdown out towards Forestell that I'm going to go check on. If you're traveling eastbound Highway 40 toward the Poplar Street Bridge, heavy now, Compton to the Poplar. If you're on westbound 70, you're going to see slowdowns from Jennings Station Road in pockets out through Hanley, and then you have eastbound Highway 270 slowing midway between McDonald and Lindbergh through New Florissant. This report brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care. Be prepared for every season with Firestone FR710 all-season tires. Now 10% off at Firestone Complete Auto Care. Whenever you drive, drive a Firestone. I'm Tim Weiland with your Vincent Mortgage Airborne Traffic.
Thank you, Tim. John Landolf's been duck hunting, I think.
No, I haven't.
Last two. I thought you did.
No. Just a couple of times. We don't want to, mislead our listeners, Frank.
No, well, I haven't. Hold on. I just said you went duck hunting. You said, no, I haven't, only a couple of times. So you did go duck hunting.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, we're into the second week. You know, Saturday marked the end of the first week. 7 days gone.
All right, when's the last time you duck hunted? Did you duck hunt Friday or Saturday?
Was it Thursday?
Okay.
I think it was Thursday.
Okay.
I had you do this, wasn't it?
Well, I know you've been duck hunting. I know you were duck hunting the latter part of last week.
Let me just say this.
I think you were duck hunting. You went, no, I didn't. And I was going to say, you're either in a good mood. You're either in a good mood because you bagged some ducks, or you're not because it was too warm.
It's too warm.
Okay.
It's too warm up in Canada. It's too warm in the Dakotas. There's no reason for them to fly hundreds of miles south when there's still plenty of food where they are.
Yeah.
Let's change the subject. How are you, buddy?
He is in a bad mood because it's too warm to duck.
I don't want to talk about those dang ducks. Are you kidding me?
That's the first time I've ever heard him mad at the ducks. It's very interesting.
I'm not really mad at the ducks.
Mad at the weather.
I love the ducks. The weather's ridiculous. It's crazy. But, you know, guess what? As soon as it turns nasty and cold, I'll probably complain about the weather.
Well,
I know you will, too. We've talked about this. You know what I mean? As you get older, because you're a little bit older than me.
Yes, I am. Well, here's the bad news. If you like cold, here's the good news for you. I'm looking at the forecast, and by this coming, Wednesday, dropping into the upper 30s.
Yeah, I don't like that.
There you go.
I don't like that.
Closer to that weather John likes to lie around in the wet, damp, cold, drizzly duck hunting weather.
Yeah, they're talking about our first frost could be sometime this week.
Well,
later on.
You know what? It's November, I would think so.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And then, of course, there's this horrible time change we just had.
Yeah.
And now it's dark early.
Yeah, I know.
I don't like that.
When I get in the car, you know, here in about an hour to drive, it's pitch dark.
And you notice how tired, it's like 7:30. What time is it? 7:30.
Now that you got to tuck yourself in bed early.
Yeah, it just seems weird.
Tuck yourself. Oh, sorry. I missed
that. Ian. Yeah, good to hear from you. So we wait to hear from you when you hear just a little bit of a maybe.
My hearing is bad. I have bad.
What's
hearing.
That? Huh?
That's Hillary, courtesy of Craig, who loaned me his Hillary pen.
Oh, God.
And that's what
I will be the greatest president that God ever created.
There you go. I have to do each for balance, or I'll hear about it. You play one, he'll play the other. So.
Man, unbelievable. You know, we've had a good weekend.
Good.
And a good day today. So,
you know who you sounded like for me? You said, good day? Like Paul Harris, right for a second.
Oh, Paul Harvey used to say that.
Paul Harvey. Oh, good day, Paul Harvey.
There he is right there.
Good day.
Oh, wait. Do it again.
Oh.
Good day.
Wow. Just exactly like him. Looks like he's back and came out of the grave. Came back to life.
How was your weekend, Frank?
I mean, my weekends are all kind of the same. I'm married, so
you're a lucky guy.
Not a lot going on, you know. No real action or anything. just another weekend.
Oh man, you wouldn't tell us anyway.
No, I would.
Oh, he'd brag about it.
Oh, you bet I would. Without too much detail, I think that's crude. But I would. Yeah.
You go, Frank. Why are you so happy? Yeah. I got some.
Oh yeah. I would.
So this weekend, my lovely wife Mimi and I were up in Dayton, Ohio.
Now you have a son in school.
University of Dayton in Dayton, Ohio, obviously. Tim Londoff, the fourth of the Londoff boys to go to the University of Dayton. And I cannot tell you how just, you know, you hear so many people want to talk about the youth of today, the millennials. These couldn't be the nicest. I mean, just polite. They stand up, they shake your hand, they look you in the eye, the young men, and the, you know, and that's because they're going to a religious-based school. They're just good kids, and a lot of them are from the Midwest, from St. Louis, a big feeder, Chicago, Michigan, Detroit, Cleveland, Ohio. So they're just a bunch of great young men and women. So, man, you know what? All it takes is to get out and spend a weekend around not only great to be with our son, but, you know, his buddies. And you're like, you know, I've got some real faith in the future. And then you talk to them, and they're so doggone. I mean, they're so bright. I started talking to them about their majors. I'm like, whoo, okay. They've got like two majors, you know, which is so very impressive. Just a great. If anyone's out there and got a young son or daughter looking for a phenomenal university, check it out. University of Dayton. I would have never guessed, you know, years ago. That all four boys would have gone to the same school, but great place. And
is he playing hockey up there, John?
No, Tim is not playing hockey. John played hockey there. Harry, our third son, transferred from Vanderbilt.
Yeah, I was going to say, you said they all four went there. I thought one was in Tennessee.
But ended up going to...
How about that?
Harry was in... He's like, no, I want to transfer to where he... his brother Sam. So they were together for Sam's last semester of college there. And they were living in the same house. And the housing is all old NCR housing.
What does that mean?
National Cash Registry that was developed in State Ohio.
Yeah, I knew that. Didn't you, Dan? You knew it, man.
No.
Sorry.
NCR. Play along, Dan.
Hey, John.
Oh, yeah, I did.
John,
yeah.
I had a hockey question for you real quick.
You know, I'm in the middle of a
picture. Oh, sorry. Were you, I'm sorry.
The school's helping me pay for this exorbitant amount that I paid for this spot. But that's okay because I get a lot of business coming.
You should be getting a deal from this promotion you're giving
them. Yeah, from Dayton.
Well, all right, I'm done talking. What's your question?
I went to watch my niece skates for like a skate team. You know, they do those little routines and things on the ice, an ice skate team. And she, we went to watch her on
figure skating?
Yes, but they, you know, they do a group. You know, they'll go in a circle together, and you know, it's like a routine, a group
kind of
routine.
Kind like synchronized swimming.
I was
going to
say, it sounds like
skating.
Synchronized swimming.
Yes, and so they, I was told there was a game we were going to at Webster Friday night, and we went, and my nephew told me, yeah, I think it's SLU hockey. So I was assuming it was the high school. Well, it turns out it was the SLU college team playing Missouri State. So I was trying to do some research to see what the records were, and I went on Missouri State's website, their hockey website, and it says they have two teams. Do some colleges have that? They have like a D1 team and a D3 team. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah. They're the major the D1 team, and then of course when you call them a JV team in college, it would be probably the D2 team. But then they feed players from any injuries.
And then there's the other team.
No, so I don't think.
Yeah, D1, D2, D3.
Thank you.
I had never heard of that before, so I was just wondering they had a complete different roster. So it's like a JV team in college, but they don't call it JV.
Yeah, college hockey is phenomenal.
It was fun to watch. We were only able to stay a period because it was pretty late, and I had Archie with me. But, no, it was fun to watch.
You were getting tired, weren't you?
Oh, yes. Yeah, it rolls around 8:30, 9 o'clock. Yeah, no, Daddy gets tired around that time.
Were you at the Webster Groves Ice Rink?
Yes.
That's where the Londoff boys, that's where they played. That's where I coached. See, Johnny,
sacred ground.
We went and watched Dayton play college. They played a college game against SLU there last year, and I told Mimi, I'm like, we're sitting there watching the game, and we don't have a kid playing on the team, but we just wanted to watch, you know, the kids that we knew that were on the team and just support. And it just, I mean, yeah, the wave of emotions. I'm like, I spent thousands of hours there, with evaluations, with the practices, with the games. It was just in
the state. Does your wife skate? Does she skate?
Does Mimi skate? She skates. Yeah.
Man, I would love that if my wife and I knew how to ice skate. I would. Because you watch all those romantic Christmas movies, those Hugh Grant-type movies, they always take a girl skating. And it's the same scene. She falls down. Oh, he picks her up. Next thing you know, they're doing it.
Yeah. I would think that would be a tough thing to learn later in your...
No, it's virtually impossible. I think after 40.
Not necessarily.
Nah, well, most people
but you have a huge chance for injury.
I played with the Eagles, and we played several times after the... After John played.
Let's do that sometime. Let's get the wives out.
That's not going to happen. My wife just had spinal fusion.
Your beautiful wife can just, get her some hot cocoa or something, and then you, Mimi, and I will go. We'll teach you how to ice skate.
That is never going to happen.
We'll get that walker. They have those little walkers.
My God, that would be hilarious.
I know.
Oh, yeah, John, take footage if you...
I tried it a few... Here's how I could do it. You know those great big inflatable suits that they bump into each other with?
Suits, yeah.
If I could wear that, I'd do skate.
Or just roll you in.
But I did try.
I really wanted
to skate. I always wanted to know how to skate, but I think you have to develop your ankles, especially ice skating.
No. That's a myth.
It is?
Developing your ankles is a myth.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
So that's why I spent countless hours with weights in my hand, and I would curb and do ankle raises.
Now
right?
You've done it, Dan.
Wow.
I guess a lot of work in his ankles, and you just said it was all for nothing.
First of all, you got to be in shape, man. But one thing that, you know, from when I used to play a lot, and that you took, even if you took a month off, a couple of weeks, and then you'd skate for an hour, hour and a half, and like, you're fine. It's the second day and the third day after.
Oh, yeah.
Your muscles are muscles that go, hey, what the hell was that all about? You need to get out there and play more often because, you know, if not, I'm going to remind you that you're getting older and you need to stay in shape because, I mean, muscles like in your stomach are like, ow, they hurt. They really do. But don't have to worry about that anymore. I quit skating after the hamstring injury.
I have muscles in my stomach?
Greatest orthopedic surgeon in the world, Dr. Rick Wright.
Some
going deer hunting with him this weekend at his farm. God bless him. And he's, you know, we've become personal friends because he's operated on every member of the family, and some of us twice. So, yeah, he said probably best you might give hockey up at your age, and with the repaired hamstring, just, you know, just run.
Those doctors, what do they know?
Yeah.
Oh, he does. He's the best. But you know what? We've got got a lot of Chevrolet right now. I'm telling you what, we've already started the Black Friday event. Don't wait. Every day is a great day and a great event. Business has been off a little bit. I think it has a lot to do with all the crap that you listen to on the radio and the TV. I'm just so sick and tired. I mean, would just some sense of some real commitment to, these are the five things that I promise you I'm going to get done. Here they are. Watch and see if I get them done in the first 150 days.
No, the answer is okay. No.
See if I'm even going to show up to vote. Or am I going to start campaigning again for a job that none of them want to give up? Once they get to Washington, D.C., they don't want to leave.
No.
If we have to work our butts off every day in business to survive. I mean, there's nobody that's going to say, well, you know what, I'm going to go out and have somebody donate millions of dollars to my campaign so I can get on the air, lie my butt off, and just work towards getting reelected after I make all the rounds of thanking everybody that gave me all that money. And then, of course, I don't know. I'm just, let's get tomorrow. I'm going to vote. You need to vote. Everybody, you need to get out and vote. All the 120-plus employees of Monarch Chevrolet know that they need to take some time off. Get out and vote. It's your American right. Don't say my vote doesn't count, because hell if it doesn't. Yes, it does. It counts. So get out there and vote. But give us the vote here at Johnny Londop Chevrolet. Great deals. 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. That's your number to a great deal and some Londop love. 24/7. 365 at
Well, I hope the weather cools down for you only so you can go and do some real duck hunting, and that's just around the corner. John, a lot of business is coming your way, and we're sending them to you, okay?
Thank you very much, Frank.
Thank you.
There idiot.
There
bye-bye.
Did he say idiot?
No, Ian.
No, it sounded like idiot.
Oh, he could have...
We need to check that tape and play that back. That was John Londoff. You know where he is. The Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270. It is my great pleasure. I believe we're at the 75-year mark for Matheny. And to you, and you know who you are, the other heating and cooling company, and I hear your commercials, and you make a big deal out of the fact that you've been around. It's 50-something years. And you make it sound in your commercials like, well, here's a good reason to go to them. They've been around. Well, if that's a good reason, then I got news for you. Then I'll just take all your customers who think that's a big deal and send them to Matheny, because they've been around 75 years. So don't make a big deal out of something unless you have the biggest number or the longest. It could come back to bite you. I don't particularly myself think that is in itself a reason to pick any company. There are a lot of companies that have been around a long time and doing it wrong for a long time, because it takes a long time to go through the entire population. There was a restaurant, Lake of the Ozarks, and I've told you this before, it's not a joke. The owner, for many, many years, it was known as the absolute worst restaurant at the lake, and nobody went there except they went one time, and they never went back. And he said one day to another restaurant owner, he said, you know, I know my food is horrible, and I know my service stinks, but if I can just get everybody to come in once, I'll never run out of business. And I thought, wow, what a great business plan. Have a lousy, rotten restaurant, and just hope everybody comes once. That's not how you stick around and do well. That's not how Matheny has done well. Matheny, I guess they could say there are enough heating and cooling units that if everybody with a heating and cooling system, if everybody called Matheny one time, we'd never run out of business. That's not the way they work. They want you to call them, and then once they come out to your house or your business, the reaction to be, we're never going to call anybody else again. Because you liked everything about the way they operate. You like the fact it's a family business. You like the fact they've been around 75 years. You like the fact that their pricing is fair. You like the fact that they get there quickly when you need them quickly. All that describes Matheny. Here are the boundaries. You need to live in St. Louis or St. Charles County. As long as you're in either of those counties, Matheny's can service you and be your heating and cooling company. And you do not have to worry about the type or the brand or the make or the model or the age or the size. They're trained to work on all of it, businesses and homes. They are the heating and cooling company for lots of large, medium-sized and small businesses and large, medium-sized and small homes. And your home or business is not too small or too big for Matheny. They appreciate all your business. We appreciate them because they've been here about 16, 17 years, I believe. You like the show? You're going to like Matheny. Let them know your AM and the PM. Matheny Heating and Cooling, MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com.
All right, let's get a check on traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, and then checking out Wentzville. There was an earlier accident involving a tractor trailer and another car. What they did is they moved that off to the way station out before Forestell. Now, traffic is still jammed up from about Highway A through Wentzville Parkway, and then things open up on westbound Highway 70. Eastbound Highway 270, not really that bad. You're slowing approaching Lindbergh through Highway 170, a little congested right at Highway New Florissant. You're coming on westbound 70 also. I can see a slowdown between Cypress, Lindbergh, opens up by the time you get to St. Charles Rock Road. It's heavy on westbound Highway 364 between the Maryland Heights Expressway and the Veterans Bridge. And southbound 270, I can look at the taillights right now and see you're a little congested right at Olive. And then you've got stop-and-go traffic from Highway 40 down through Doherty Ferry. This traffic report brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care. Be prepared for every season with Firestone FR710 all-season tires. Now, 10% off at Firestone Complete Auto Care. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. I'm Tim Weiland with your Vincent Mortgage Airborne Traffic.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. The Big Sports Show. Big Sports Show.
Hello, it's Jim Hewer. On Monday's show, we will have the Danny Cox Outdoor Show for you. In the 7 o'clock hour, it's Tiger Talk with head coach Barry Odom. And Brendan Weesey and I will break down the weekend in sports.
The Big Sports Show. The Big Sports Show. Weeknights from 6:30 till 9 on the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
Katie Stewart's campaign received hundreds of thousands in campaign cash from Chicago political boss Mike Madigan. It's no wonder Katie Stewart supports Senate Bill 231 to bail out Chicago, taking $20 million away from Metro East schools. If Madigan and Stewart win, they'll pass Madigan's unbalanced budget. That will force a massive tax hike on Illinois families. Now she wants to be state representative? No way. A vote for Stewart is a vote for Mike Madigan. Vote no on Katie Stewart.
Dwight K. is bringing common sense back to state government. Kay sponsored legislation to prevent lawmakers from getting paid if they don't pass a budget. He even cut his pay and refused the pension lawmakers receive. Dwight Kay supports term limits on career politicians and will continue to expose corruption in our state government. This year, Kay secured more money for our schools and supports a plan to make sure our schools are fully funded every year. Dwight Kay for state representative. He's working for us in the Metro East. Paid for by Citizens for Kay.
Shift into savings at your local Kubota dealer. Right now, you can get the Subcompact BX, the Compact B or L series, or the bigger MX Special Utility Tractor with a low down payment, 0% APR for 84 months, and a full 6-year limited powertrain warranty. See your participating Kubota dealer by December 31st. Now through December 31st, 2016. Call toll free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms. For complete warranty details, see Kubota.com or your authorized Kubota dealer.
Visit MissouriKubotaDealers.com or IllinoisKubotaDealers.com.
Hi, I'm CJ Barton.
our civic candidate for Congress. This election comes down to a choice. I support equal pay for women, and my opponent does not. Things won't change in Washington until we change who we send there and change our priorities. Unlike Mike Boss, I support funding women's health care and paid maternity leave. We need real change in Washington, and that's why I'm asking for your vote this Tuesday. I'm CJ Barcivic, and I approve this message because we need to make equality a priority in Washington.
Paid for by Friends of CJ for Congress.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
There have been a lot of opinions flying around about Amendment 3. And it's true that with every issue, special interests back both sides. But at the end of the day, I'm voting for my kids. I'm voting yes to Amendment 3. Missouri is near the bottom in the nation for providing pre-K. Amendment 3 fixes that. 20,000 kids get to go to pre-K for the first time. And the funds are only good for children and families. Missouri's kids need your help. Vote yes to Amendment 3 for their future and yours.
Paid for by Vote Yes on 3 for Kids. Mark Hellinger, Treasurer.
Voting is important. But before you put on that I voted sticker, be sure to finish your ballot and vote for your judges. Missouri's legal system gives voters the final say in retaining their judges. So know your judges before you vote tomorrow. Visit yourmissourijudges.org. That's yourmissourijudges.org. Then you can wear that I voted sticker with pride. Know your judges and finish the ballot. Paid for by the Missouri Bar, Sabrina Barrett, Executive Director.
We've made sure for about 18 years, 17 or 18 years, that you know how to spell the name Schaefer, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. And it must have worked because we've said this before. When they came on board, they had, I think, two locations. Now they have 10. And I get emails. I don't think a week goes by that I don't get at least an email, usually a couple, from people who are blown away by the quality of the bodywork at Schaefer, by the way they're treated, by the way they go way beyond just perfect bodywork, making sure this experience is not a pain, because it can be. Having a wreck is no fun. But if you can at least make the worst part of it, unless there's a personal injury, the worst part is your car screwed up. You get it back, it looks better than when you took it in there because it was cleaner. It probably wasn't as clean when you handed it off to Schaefer. Tell your insurance company this car is going to Schaefer.